WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at EliteSportsbook.com.
And another edition of WagerWise, an Olympic edition of WagerWise. If we own the rights to the music, we would have used that to play Jake in here, but we don't. So he just gets what we call in the business a cold open. Jake joining us every week from Elite Sportsbook, located in Riverside, Iowa. Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. And Jake, I know every time we have you on, we discuss the fact that in summer, things are starting to slow down. NBA Finals finished up last night. You guys took a little bit of a beating, right? There were a lot of people were on the Bucks here in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, a lot of Bucks fans. It's always good to see, players win and everyone having a good time. So it's no problem on our side. But favorite last night was definitely the Bucks from the numbers side of things, and good to see the city of Milwaukee celebrating after that, and some of our players and bettors as well. So hope everyone enjoyed the NBA final setup this year. It's a little longer than normal, and looking forward to the next season.
Yeah, Jake, I wanted to actually ask you about that before we get into some of the promotions that you're offering. This has been kind of a fun summer for sports, and I have to imagine it's been a fun summer for you guys. The NBA playoffs go deep into the summer. They usually don't last this long. Usually there's kind of a dead period here in July, and we're opening up with NFL training camps coming up here in like a week or two. We've had a lot of great UFC fights. This has had to be a very interesting summer for you guys out there at the Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Yeah, for sure. And if you remember too, sports betting launched August of 2019. So we hadn't really seen a full summer of sports action, since legal in Iowa after last year. It's kind of all over the place. And then this year we got kind of an extended, sports schedule through the summer. So it's nice. And now we have the Olympics. It's going to add some additional wagers and, the McGregor fight and UFC, like you said. Some of the golf matches have been pretty interesting too. So, the numbers have looked good industry-wide in general. And, draft day energy is up. And we're constantly looking for pay-per-view events and different things to add to our wagering schedule and content. We're even looking into some local fights and some other local sports events that some of our competitors don't offer, just to keep the options open. So, yeah, it's been very interesting. We're really excited for the Olympics.
Well, until football arrives at the start of September or the end of next month, we've got baseball to occupy our time, especially for those people who enjoy wagering. And different sports books approaching the second half of the baseball season differently, trying to get people interested in and in getting them to bet. So what do you guys have in store for baseball?
One of our most popular promotions was the home run special, $5 per home run. So we'll be running that again next week. We're excited for that. It'll start on Monday. So like I always say, make sure to follow us on social media so you can see when that starts, how long it lasts, and then make sure to check out the terms and conditions so you understand fully what that promotion all entails. But yeah, essentially, if you bet $50 or more on your first MLB offering, every home run hit in the game, no matter which team hits it, you'll get a $5 free bet back for that. So pretty fun promotion, and that'll start on Monday.
UFC 265, of course, coming up on August 7th, and I know you've mentioned this a few times, but at draft day, you guys have booked every major fight through the end of the year.
Yeah, going to do our weekly UFC plug. We're really excited about that. To be the place to watch UFC, just a reminder, no cover, seats are limited. But we really have a good time with that. We love the energy. The staff loves to see regulars and new people alike. So if you're looking for a place to watch any of the UFC major events and throughout the year, we've confirmed everyone through December. So come check it out.
And if you're listening and you're a UFC fan, they do have odds for UFC Fight Night coming up this Saturday night from the UFC Apex in Las Vegas. TJ Dillashaw and Corey Sandhagen highlighting that card. I referenced the Olympics when we brought you on, Jake. You made a reference last week to the regulations here in the state of Iowa. So what is it that Elite is allowed to put forth for bettors, and what's kind of off limits for people who may be interested in wagering on the Olympics?
Yeah, great question. And if you go to our website or download our app and look at our offerings, you will see some Olympic offerings are up now. The state of Iowa restrictions are and regulations are a little bit strict. And us, you know, being a locally owned sports book, and we own and have a casino license on the line too, we take the restrictions from the regulators very in line, and we take them to heart. You know, we like to be, you know, looking good in their eyes, especially as we operate in many casinos in the state. So other operators may ask for forgiveness and not permission in what they offer, and we like to ask for permission first. So our understanding is, especially if anyone's, you know, underage, you can't accept a wager on them, but team events you can accept wagers on. Unfortunately, our understanding too is that you can't accept a wager on, you know, how many gold medals is USA going to win, because in a roundabout way, you could be wagering on an individual who's under 18 in that sense. So my best recommendations for everyone would be to go to our website or the app and download the app and then go to our wagering offerings and check out what we have to offer. But we can't wait for the Olympics. It's, you know, like I said, our first full summer of sports wagering and first Olympics offering. So we're going to have a promotion that starts the day of the opening ceremonies, and it'll be rewarding people for betting on some Olympic futures. So make sure to check that out. And like I said, follow us on social media so you can see when that starts and see all the terms and conditions.
EliteSportsBook.com is the website. Information about the app there as well as all the upcoming promotions. Jake, always a pleasure, and we'll chat with you next week.
Sounds great, guys. Take care.
That's Jake from Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. Pretty much, if you want to wager on the Olympics, team offerings, not individual offerings. I'm looking at the basketball numbers right now on the men's side of things. Team USA, they have had their struggles, Alex, during the exhibitions leading up to the Olympics, but they are a minus 600 favorite to win the gold medal. So a heavy, heavy favorite. I have no idea who else is good internationally in basketball, but taking a look at the odds, you can infer for yourself there. So we got baseball to occupy our time this weekend. There's a little golf coming up as well this week, I think the 3M. But let's take a look at a baseball game that you and I are both interested in tonight, and that is the conclusion of the series between the Cubs and the Cardinals in St. Louis. Pretty good pitching matchup here, Adam Wainwright and Kyle Hendricks. And right now, if you're at EliteSportsBook.com, you're seeing the St. Louis Cardinals as a $1.30 favorite on the money line, a little plus money on the Cubs side of things at plus 110, and the total tonight at 8 runs. What do we get tonight at Busch Stadium?
See, Todd, I wanted to bounce this one off you as well. As a Cardinals fans, whenever you see Kyle Hendricks going up against the Cardinals, that's never a good sign. He's really had his way with the Cardinals in the past. So right there off the top, Hendricks against Wainwright. I know Wainwright's had success against the Cubs in the past as well, but plus 110 with the Cubs, maybe a little bit of value there. But what do you think of the over-under set at 8?
Well, I think if you get 6 innings out of both starters, it's going to be really hard to get over that number.
Right.
Barring that explosion of runs late last night, you know, I think the under has looked good to me the whole series. It looks really good tonight. 8 is a relatively low number, speaking, and I'm not seeing a hook there. So my inclination would be to bet the under tonight and hope for about a 4-2 type of ball game. I don't know what you're going to get from Kyle Hendricks. He's really rounded into form after a little bit of a rough start this year. He's got 12 wins. The ERA is a respectable 3.65. And the whip is good, too. So he's not getting a ton of guys on base. He never really walks a ton of guys. And then it comes down to what you get from Adam Wainwright. Do we get, and he has a tendency to channel old school Adam Wainwright when it's the Cubs and the Cardinals. Anytime he's on the mound against the Cubs, I expect to see the Adam Wainwright of like 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, and that you kind of get that from him every once in a while. He's not the same pitcher that he used to be, but still has been able to reinvent himself and come up with some really, really good starts at times. And if you need any example of Kyle Hendricks against the Cardinals, 12-3 with a 2.83 ERA career against the Cardinals.
He is very good. You also have another compelling game tonight between the White Sox and the Twins. The total in that one is at 9 runs, even money on the under. So I think maybe there will be a little bit more offense on the south side of Chicago than there is in St. Louis tonight. Dylan Cease pitching for the White Sox and Michael Pineda going for the Twins. White Sox have certainly had Minnesota's number this year. That's why the White Sox at home are a $1.55 favorite on the money line. Twins paying back at +135. You can get the White Sox at plus money on the run line. If you think Chicago will win by 2 runs or more tonight, +125 there. Twins got a little bit of bad news today. Alex Kirilloff going on the injured list. He's opting for wrist surgery. It looks like he's going to miss the remainder of the season. I would take the over tonight, even though it's juiced at -120. Just without taking a deep dive into that ball game, Twins and White Sox, little offense tonight between Pineda and Cease. Both pitchers capable of getting guys out, but also capable of being touched up from time to time.
Yeah, two very inconsistent pitchers. So feel like both of them at you're always waiting for that one bad outing that they have one out of every 4 or 5 times they step to the rubber. So I'm with you. Maybe a little offense between these two teams.
If you're looking at some of the other games tonight, Toronto is a $2 favorite on the money line. Robbie Ray going there. There's a little bit of silent Cy Young buzz behind him, a dark horse candidacy. I don't see any value in laying $2 on the Blue Jays, even though they're going up against the Red Sox and Garrett Richards has struggled this year. Texas and Detroit may be another game people want to take a look at tonight because a fairly even on the money line. Texas has, I believe, lost 7 straight. Detroit has Matt Manning, one of their better young pitchers, on the mound tonight. It's only $1.20 to take Detroit on the money line. Total in that one is 9.5 as well. We mentioned that golf is on tap this weekend as well. You can get the odds for the outright winner at the 3M Open right now, Dustin Johnson at 6-1, followed by Louis Oosthuizen and Patrick Reed at 14-1. Check out EliteSportsbook.com for the full list of odds, and they do if you are a college football bettor in particular or an NFL football fan, either college or professional. Those week one lines are up. The futures are up. Conference, things of that nature, EliteSportsbook.com.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at EliteSportsbook.com.